monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Gotcha.
Yo.
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's it like to roll back the price of a gallon of gasoline? I paid $4.50 something or other a week ago. And by the way, when I was back in Kansas City, the price of a gallon of gasoline, $3.21 in the state of Missouri, in Kansas City and in Branson, Missouri. Yeah, it was incredible. Anyway, I thought this was fascinating. Stephen A. Smith, I don't agree with him on everything. He is ESPN's star, I think. And he sparred with Sean Hannity last night. Did you catch this? On Biden's mental capacities, his cognitive abilities, and his lack of balance, tripping and falling at the Air Force Academy. Listen to Stephen A. Smith last night with Hannity.
Why is it you see it, I see it, the world sees it? That is, Joe Biden is, weak, frail, and cognitively he's out to lunch. Why can't Democrats just admit that simple truth?
Well, because he's the candidate, number one, that they deem capable of beating Donald Trump, which he's already proven, whether people want to admit that or not, that's number one. Number two, and more importantly, I'm not going to sit up there and label our president in those derogatory fashions. What I will say is this. I'm not engaging in ageism.
I'm not asking for derogatory comments. Do you think he's a cognitive mess?
I didn't say you were.
Do you think he's a cognitive mess?
I'm not going to say he's a cognitive mess. I'm not going there. What I can say to you is that I think there's an abundance of people who could do better. And I hate the fact that in
Stephen
the year 2023, that we have a bunch of liberal candidates out there that think he's the guy. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with
for
you?
For being straightforward, blunt, truthful, and honest. And you can't speak the obvious that Joe Biden's a cognitive mess. Of course he's a cognitive mess.
I'm not going to label it that way, Sean. What I'm going to tell you is this. I'm looking at him, and I don't like what I see. I'm not impressed with what I've seen. I've been very concerned with what I've seen. And the fact that he's going to be 82 years of age right. at election time, if he were to win the election and he'd be in the White House until he's 86 years old, I think in the year 2023, it is utterly embarrassing that the liberal side has him as their best candidate. What does it say about you when that is the best candidate that you can give the left? That is ridiculous. That's not a knock against Joe Biden. More so than it's an indictment against the Democratic Party.
Stephen A. Smith. I mean, I've always liked him. In fact, I liked him on General Hospital. He plays kind of a fixer on that occasionally, just every so often. But no, he's really good on General Hospital and really great on ESPN. I don't agree with him on most everything. And politically, we're probably at the opposite end of the, we're at opposite ends of the spectrum. Trust me on this one. Stay where you are. Coming up, what's it like to roll back the price of a gallon of gasoline to $2.38 a gallon? That's what Americans for Prosperity Nevada did yesterday. We'll find out how it went, how many folks capitalized on the opportunity of a lifetime to take a roll back in time. Oh, I just love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of new crashes since we last spoke at the top of the hour there. Jones at Twain, that one's new. Desert Inn at Joe W. Brown near the Westgate. Also a crash there, Warm Springs at Buffalo. We are seeing some congestion on the Southern Beltway 215 right now. You're still moving. I would call it moderate flows right now on the 215. West at the airport connector, eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. And reduced speeds continue on the 15, of course, through the construction zone there. Mainly between Charleston and Russell. You'll see reduced speeds there. Also, restrictions continue on Charleston between Pecos and Lamb Boulevards.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup Finals 2-0 as they head to South Florida for Game 3 tomorrow night. The Panthers looking to get back in the series. Vegas has come from behind 9 times in the playoffs. Defenseman Mark Stone would like to see stronger starts from his club.
You know, I didn't know that was our ninth. Come from behind win. I think it's a little different, right? They score the first goal. You know, we tied it up. And we didn't trail after that, right? I think it's a little different when you're, you know, kind of see a comeback win more as, you know, the late goals and stuff like that. But obviously we'd like to have better starts, get the lead early and play with the lead. That's when we play our best hockey.
Pacific Coast League Baseball on Tuesday. Reno pounded Tacoma 12-5. Vegas got by Sacramento 2-1. El Paso over Oklahoma City 15-5. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 11-7. Salt Lake nipped Round Rock 6-5. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was so cool. I mean, this is one of those ideas that I keep asking, how come I didn't think of this? But they did. Americans for Prosperity Nevada rolling back the price of a gallon of gasoline in Las Vegas yesterday to $2.38 a gallon. And that, by the way, was what it was on a per gallon basis the day before President Biden took office, $2.38. So what they did is Americans for Prosperity Nevada did something that I thought was absolutely wonderful. They went to the folks at Shell at 190 East Flamingo in Las Vegas, and for the first 200 drivers, they gave them gas at $2.38 a gallon. That's incredible. Joining me now, Wiz Rizard, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. He joins us. Wiz, how are you doing, my friend? It's been a while.
Kevin, it's been an amazing time since I last talked to you as a nonprofit advocating for the American principles of freedom and liberty. We have been busy, and as you pointed out, yesterday was a very successful event. We were able to service over 140 Nevadans who came out during that time period, who were able to not only capture the relief of $2.38, as you pointed out, which was the price of gas before the Biden administration took office, but more importantly, to connect to a solution that we're advocating for and putting us in a step or taking a step in the right direction, which is H.R. 1, which right now we're looking to definitely encourage Nevadans to connect with Senator Jackie Rosen and Senator Catherine Cortez in urging them to pass this bipartisan support bill that the House passed back in March. And we're looking to make sure that bills like H.R. 1 lower inflation, unleash energy abundance, Kevin, and more importantly, empower the workforce, which we were happy to talk to yesterday at the gas pump.
H.R. 1, explain what it would do.
Absolutely. It's a great question, and many asked us. And we paraphrase to say, you know, H.R. 1, which was passed by the House back in March, would boost America's energy independence by fast-tracking the approval process for energy production on federal land. It would look to streamline the permitting process for energy projects, eliminate other unnecessary regulatory barriers, and abolish the new taxes on natural gas, okay? You know, we're talking about decreasing our dependence on the unreliable foreign sources of energy, which if you turn on the mainstream media, that's the conversation a lot of people are having is what's happening upon that. But this bill also, and this is what's important, Kevin, and those who are listening, this bill also ensures that unelected bureaucrats cannot block economically significant energy projects from misapplying federal laws. And when we talk about federal law, we're talking about things that we've seen in the past, like the Clean Water Act, you know, which has been used for years, all right, for many, many years by bureaucrats to bypass property rights and delay projects, killing jobs, driving up costs, and more importantly, hurting the economy to where it trickles down to the gas pump. So we've connected Nevadans on that issue, and they were so happy yesterday to not only share the story, Kevin, but to know that there is a solution out there to start putting America in the right direction. That's supporting H.R. 1 and connecting with their senators on that.
It has stalled out in the Senate. It passed the House, so it's halfway home. What are the prospects that there are going to be some people like Jackie Rosen, people like Catherine Cortez Masto, that see the light and say, this is what the people want. Let's give the people what they need.
Absolutely. You know, earlier this year, We launched ads targeting Senator Rosen and urging her to support the bipartisan H.R. 1 bill. Currently, with the debt negotiations happening, H.R. 1 has kind of been put on the side, but it is still a very hot topic issue, which is why we're raising it back up. And we're letting people know at the gas pumps, out in our social media, which that's Americans for Prosperity Nevada on Facebook, for those who want to follow. But we're making sure Nevadans are able to actually connect, you know, to this issue and making sure that they understand that we can do something about the high cost of gas that's happening right now. You know, Kevin, what blew our mind and a lot of people that were at the gas station was a gallon of gas at that Shell gas station right there on Flamingo and Koval, which is owned, privately owned, is $5.04 per gallon. So when people went to that pump and got to hear that click, and when I say click, I'm talking about that gas pump, when you let it run and it clicks because your tank is full. When people heard that click, there were some people, Kevin, that haven't heard that click for many, many years. One young woman, for example, she's been living not paycheck by paycheck, but day to day. And when she heard that click, Kevin, she literally bawled out in tears because she said, you all do not understand the relief that this has brought for her for an entire week, where she relies on transportation to get her to and from not only her work, but to be able to service her family and picking up her kids and taking them to their summer school programs. And it's stories like that that we try to make sure we let people know Senator Jackie Rosen and Senator Catherine Corton Mastos need to hear. And by visiting prosperityispossible.org, you're able to actually sign the petition and send that message to them that H.R. 1 is a bill that needs to be passed, and it's now in the Senate, and they can do something about it. And as representatives of our great state of Nevada, we urge them to support it, and we urge them to bring this back to the talking points up there in Congress where we need it the most.
Was there anything in the debt ceiling bill that has been passed and signed, et cetera, that can help us in any way relative to H.R. 1 that has maybe elements of H.R. 1 in it that will help us move towards energy independence?
Yeah. As you know, that was a big bill. Negotiations were down to the wire. We think, again, it was a step in the right direction. We do think spending, reckless spending, needs to be cut. We do think that if American households have had to make budget changes and giving up their luxury, which, by the way, it shows a majority of Nevadans, let alone Americans, have had to do that. We think the government should do that as well. But what the debt ceiling has really shown is that the economy is hurting. And what H.R. 1 does is actually help create more jobs and secure the jobs in our energy sector to ensure that those who are in the houses, whether it's your utility bills, whether it's the gas pump, whether it's your groceries, when we make energy more affordable, it makes things a lot better in every department of our entire economy. And this is why we're urging our Senator Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Mastos to urgently support H.R. 1, which is actually a bipartisan bill. Even in the House, you had Democrats who joined and said, absolutely, this is necessary. And with our economy in shambles, with people losing their jobs, and people are really, really feeling it at the gas pump or the grocery stores, when we talk about making America energy independent, and when we talk about reappropriating our debt in a manner that we can have a balanced budget and start to rein in the reckless spending, H.R. 1 puts us in that right position. And that's why we're urging everyone to visit prosperityispossible.org to really, really drive this narrative to our senators to make sure that they understand Nevada wants it, we need it, and it needs to happen now.
And by the way, just in the last few days, the folks in Saudi Arabia announced they're cutting production, and thus the price of gasoline is not going to go down. It's going to go up even more. Are you finding that Americans are understanding that they get it?
They absolutely do, and we heard that at the gas pump. And what they also understand is that, you know, no more can we rely on the government to solve these problems. We have to allow the marketplaces and the economy to really thrive so that people could be, you know, rewarded for hard work. We need a market that encourages innovation and empower individuals and businesses to achieve their potential. So the solution to our greatest economic challenges isn't more government. It's more empowerment. And that's why we've launched the Prosperity is Possible campaign, which presents a new vision for the American economy that rejects the defeated status quo. And we're calling on Americans to join the movement for more. We're talking about reigniting the American dream, Kevin, and we're talking about believing in the people that have always made this country great, and that's each listener on this show and each Nevadan and each American that makes our country a phenomenal republic and a beacon to the entire world. So to your point, H.R. 1 is a step in the right direction. We need to make sure we let the entire world know that we are going to continuously thrive. We are going to have an economy that works for all. And more importantly, we're going to have a government that's fiscally responsible by allowing the economy to thrive the way it's supposed to be.
And Wiz, one more time, how can you put people together with Jackie Rosen, with Catherine Cortez Masto, to get them on board with this?
If you're listening and you really, really feel the sense of urgency, which we hope you do, we encourage you to visit prosperityispossible.org. Again, that's prosperityispossible.org. Or you can visit our Facebook page, Americans for Prosperity Nevada, where you'll find a petition link where you can sign and immediately send a message to our senators, letting them know that you support H.R. 1. And if anybody has any questions, and again, we always encourage people to come out and volunteer and support these issues that we're advocating, you can contact me directly. My direct cell phone is 702-861-7643. Again, that's 702-861-7643. And my email is wrouzard@afphq.org. And Kevin, we greatly appreciate your time, and we're always excited to connect with you and your audience and letting them know what Americans for Prosperity Nevada is doing, not only in our state, but on the federal level, where we're making sure America remains the great country that it is and transforming lives.
And Wiz, you know what I love most about AFP, Americans for Prosperity? The thing I like most is that you don't just identify problems. A lot of groups identify problems, but they don't bring you the solutions. You have solutions, and that's why I think you're as successful as you guys are. Thank you so much, Wiz. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Kevin, it's always great. Until next time, take care.
Thank you. The Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Wiz Rizard, joining us right here. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry.
The 8th Annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amadei, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. neverbackdown.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Waters last night promoting Cornel West as a third-party candidate for president. Listen to this. Okay, sorry. This is cut number 3, by the way. Jesse Waters last night on Fox.
Ross Perot struck a chord with voters and shook up America's political landscape in the process. In 1992 and 96, Ross Perot mobilized over 5 million voters to get him on the ballot and was the most successful third-party candidate in U.S. history.
A third-party candidate can be deadly in the general. Right now, half of Americans say they'd consider voting for a third-party candidate if it's Trump versus Biden. So there's an open lane, and someone's sliding in. His name's Cornel West.
In these bleak times, I have decided to run for truth and justice, which takes the form of running for president of the United States as a candidate for the People's Party.
Cornel West's a far-left guy. There's an appetite on the left for a guy who's anti-war, anti-Wall Street, anti-big tech. All the mainstream socialists, AOC, Bernie, they've abandoned the people who voted for them once their party got in power. Now, Cornell is running with the People's Party, founded by one of Bernie's old staffers. The People's Party tried to recruit Bernie to run with him in 2020, but he thought he'd had a better chance running as a Democrat. Cornell doesn't trust the Democratic Party. He remembers how they kneecapped Bernie in 2016 and in 2020.
And the establishment of the Democratic Party that we almost pulled off with Brother Bernie. We almost pulled it off. And then they all came together. The call from Obama, Pete drops out, Amy drops out. Next thing you know, they said, anybody but Bernie. Why? Those corporate interests were being challenged. Why? Those militaristic policies were being at least examined.
The difference between Cornell and Bernie is that Bernie gets really quiet when there's a Democrat in the White House. Cornell doesn't.
Now we've got to deal with the neoliberal disaster of Biden and Harris, and we've got to be very honest about it.
But he's milquetoast because he still is tied to Wall Street. He's got crimes of foreign policy.
We know Biden wouldn't be there since Harris wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the black vote. You didn't deliver for black people. You delivered for Wall Street.
Now, if you go up against the entire Democratic machine, there's consequences. You're going to get smeared or maybe even worse.
Anytime you embark on a fallible pursuit of truth and justice, you focus on what you can do, how you can cultivate your own gifts and work with others in community in order to be a force for good. That you're always going to be misunderstood, misconstrued. You're always going to be attacked. There'll be character assassination, may even be